हरि ओम तत्सत् श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यंकरवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ओम शांति शांति शांति। ओम नमो भगवते श्री दक्षिणामूर्ति स्वरूपाय श्री दयानंद रूपाय परम गुरवे परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे। यस्माज्जातं जगत् सर्वं यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते येनेदं धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः। तैत्रिय उपनिषदि कृष्ण यजुर्वेदीये तैत्रिय उपनिषदि सीक्षावल्ली नाम्नि प्रथमोऽध्याये अष्टमः अनुवाकः। I can't wait to go to this second chapter. Anyway, Ashtamaha Anuvakaha, eighth section. So here, Omkara Upasanam, Omkara Prashamsa, Omkara Mahima is discussed in this. The greatness, the praise of Omkara is discussed in this eighth section. So, having praised Omkaraha, having discussed the glory of Omkara, towards the end, the person says, the one who invokes Hiranyagarbheshwara in his Omkara becomes Hiranyagarbha himself. But the beauty is, this Omkara is one, this one monosyllabic word. Monosyllabic expression consisting of three sounds, akara, ukara, makaraha, stands for both Sagunam Brahma and Nirgunam Brahma. Sagunam Brahma Ishwaraha, the reality in the form of the universe with attributes, the reality as pure consciousness, pure existence. So Parambrahma Chaitanyam also is invoked upon this Omkara. Omkara can become this symbol of both Sagunam Brahma and Nirgunam Brahma. So how great this Omkara is, we'll see here. Om Ite Brahma. ओमितीदगं सर्वं ओमित्येतदनुकृतिहस्मवा अप्योश्रावयेत्याश्रावयन्ति ओमिति सामानि गायन्ति ओगुं शोमिति शस्त्राणि शगुंसन्ति ओमित्यद्वर्युः प्रतिगिरं प्रतिगरम्। प्लीज करेक्ट योर बुक इफ यू हैव एनी मिस्टेक। ओमित्यद्वर्युः प्रतिगरं प्रतिगृणाति ओमित्यद्वर्युः प्रतिगरं प्रतिगृणाति ओमिति ब्रह्मा प्रसौति ओमित्यग्निः ओमित्यग्निहोत्रमनुजानाति ओमित्यग्निहोत्रमनुजानाति ओमिति ब्राह्मणः प्रवक्ष्यन्नाह ओमिति ब्राह्मणः प्रवक्ष्यन्नाह ब्रह्मोपाप्नवानीति ब्रह्मैवोपाप्नोति ब्रह्मोपाप्नवानीति ब्रह्मैवोपाप्नोति। So here we are seeing Omkara Mahima, it comes first. Omkarasya Prashamsa. Why? Because Omkara is the Alambanam here. Omkara Upasanam is prescribed here in this. It's always that in the tradition, in the Vedic tradition, in the Vedic text itself, Upasya Devatas are always glorified. And Upasana Alambanani also are glorified. So that we have Shraddha in the Upasanam. We are not asked to meditate upon something ordinary. It enjoys such great glory. Therefore, it is Upasya Vastu, Upasya Vishayaha. Therefore, Omkara is praised because Omkara Upasanam, meditation upon Omkara is discussed in this Anuvakaha. Omkara Upasanam. Omiti Brahma. Omiti Brahma. Omiti Idagam Sarvam. So first we say Brahma. What is Om? Om iti Brahma. Om is Brahma. Don't take Om for granted. Om is Brahma. That is why I reminded you of the name Pranavaha. Do you remember the meaning of the Pranavaha earlier? Why Omkaraha is said to be Pranavaha? Do you remember that? Who remembers? Why Omkaraha is known as Pranavaha? Navaha means name. And pra is a prefix. When you add the prefix pra to naha, navaha, it becomes what? Pranavaha. The dental nakara becomes cerebral nakara, isn't it? So navaha means nama, name. Pranavaha means unique name, a special name. Why it is unique name? Because one, it's a unique name because a unique word. A name is a word. All, okay, name is a word. And it's a unique name, it's a unique word. Where one word can denote only one given object. One word cannot denote all the objects. Whereas Om is the one word which can, which stands for all the words. Therefore, it stands for all the forms. Therefore, it stands for the whole. That is why Om is said to be the sound symbol of Ishvara. Because the whole Jagat is Ishvara. And all countless number of forms, countless number of forms denoted by countless number of respective words, constitute Ishvara. And here Om is one word which stands for all the words, thereby which denote all the forms which constitute the whole. That's why Om is a Pranavaha, a unique name. So Om iti Brahma, Om is Brahma. Om iti idam sarvam. Om iti idagam sarvam. Idam sarvam Om. We were attending my classes on Mandukya Upanishad. We elaborately discussed this there. Idam sarvam Om. This entirety of this universe is Brahma, Om. Because all that is here is Om. Idam sarvam Om. Om iti idam sarvam. Om ityetadanukriti हस्मवा अप्योश्रावयेत्याश्रावयन्ति। अनुकृतिः अनुकरणम्, अनुकृतिः अनु द वर्ब इज अनुकरोति। अनुकृतिः मीन्स अनुज्ञा, अनुज्ञा अनुकृतिः इज इक्वल टू अनुज्ञा। अनुज्ञा मीन्स परमिशन। सो ड्यूरिंग द परफॉर्मेंस ऑफ रिचुअल्स इफ वन प्रीस्ट वांट्स एनी परमिशन, the other priest has to give permission to do something. He will not say yes or no, etc. He only say om. To give permission to the other priest during the performance of a ritual, if they have to converse with each other, can I take this? Should I use this? To say yes, to give permission, to say okay, he will not say okay or yes. He will say only om. Therefore, om iti yetad anukritihi. This om is, this word om, this monosyllabic expression om alone, is what? In the form of an expression of permission. Om is uttered to express the permission. Omityetadanukritihasmava apyoshravayetyashravayanti. Omityetadanukritihasmava apyoshravayetyashravayanti. So here, Om iti, get to see, etad anukriti, ha, sma, va. Api, o, api, o, Shravayet, Ashravayanti. Again, this mantra here in this sentence, mantra states, the priests, when they are performing a ritual, when they have to talk to each other, then they say om, om. Ashravayanti. Who ashravayanti? Ashravayanti means they have to give some instructions. They instruct, direct. They write that work, direct the subordinate other priests. The some chief priests, they direct, they instruct the other priests who assist them. The main priests instruct the other priests who assist them. What? Shravayet. They instruct the other priest saying, Shravayet, may you chant, may you recite, may you make the devatas hear. Shravayet means what? May you make the devatas, may you make them hear. Devata is not seen in the mantra. Shravayet, may you make the devatas hear. It means what? May you recite. May you chant. Shravayet. May one chant. Who should chant here? the assistant should chant. And who instruct? The main priests instruct their assistant priests. They direct assistant priests, say, saying, may chant, may you utter, may you recite what? Om. You recite Om. It means any instruction given in the Yajnashala, when the priests had to talk to each other in the Yajnashala, they use only this one word Om for everything. May I take this? Om. Please do take this. Om. For everything they have to use only Om. Therefore, first is what? Om iti etad anukritihi. This Omkara is an expression of permission. Api and also O Shravayet. O Shravaya. Iti Ashravayanti. O Shravaya. Iti Ashravayanti. Got it? Shravaya iti Ashravayanti. Shravaya iti Ashravayanti. The main priest instruct the other priest who helps him, the main priest, who assists the main priest. The main priest instructs the assistant priest, saying what? Shravaya, O Shravaya, may you utter Omkara, may you say Om. O Shravaya, iti Ashravayanti. So even the instruction also is given in the form of Om. And to they ask, the main priest asks the assistant priest to utter Om. To invite other devatas. Api O Shravaya iti Ashravayanti. O Shravaya iti Ashravayanti. Om iti etad anukritihi. Now you were wondering, what is ha, sma, va? These are all simply used here. To adjust the meter. Om iti sama. Om iti sama nigayanti. Now sama mantras also. When the sama vedis recite, sing the sama mantras, they also first utter Om. Om iti sama vedinaha sama nigayanti. The Samaveda priests sing Sama mantras after saying Om, after uttering Om. Om Shom iti Shastrani Shamsanti. Om iti Sama Nigayanti. Om Shom iti Shastrani Shamsanti. Om Shom iti Shastrani Shamsanti. Om Shom iti Shastrani Shamsanti. Now, Om Shom iti Shastrani Shamsanti. The first Upanishad talks about Samaveda mantra, Samaveda priests, Samavedis. Now, Om Shastrani Shamsanti. Here, the Rigveda priests, the Rigvedis, they recite Rig mantras. Rigvedis chant Rig mantras. How? Om, Shom. After saying Om, Shom, Rigvedis recite the Rigveda mantras. Om, Shom, Iti, Shamsanti. Please make a note. The word Shamsanti do not mean praise. No, they only recite. Shamsanti. The Shastrani here, please make a note. The word Shastram, Astram. I taught the difference between Astram and Shastram. Remember? Astram means a weapon which is thrown. Shastra means which is held. But here the word Shastram does not mean a weapon. Astram, Shastram mean weapons. But here Shastram does not mean weapon. Here the word Shastram means Rigveda mantras. Shastrani means Rigveda mantras. So Om, Shom, Iti, Shastrani, Shamsanti. So Rigvedis recite the Rig mantras after saying Om. After first they utter Om, then only they begin their Rigveda mantras. Om, Shom, Iti, Shastrani, Shamsanti. Om ityadvaryuh pratigaram pratigrinati. Om iti advaryuhu. Advaryuhu. Advaryuhu is a Yajurveda priest. Better you know other priests also. See, Hota. The Rigveda priest is known as Hota. Hota, Hotaro, Hotaraha. Rikaranta Pullinga Shabdaha. Hota, Hotaro, Hotaraha. Hotaraha means Rigveda priests. So Rigveda priests invoke the devatas, recite mantras after uttering Omkara. How? Om Shomiti Shastrani Shamsanti. Then we have Advaryuhu. Advaryuhu is mentioned, the word is mentioned here. Advaryuhu is a Yajurveda priest. Advaryuhu Om Iti Pratigaram Pratigrinati. Advaryuhu, the Yajurveda priest. Pratigrinati. Pratigrinati means what? Replies. Grinati says. Pratigrinati replies. Means he presents his expression. He expresses. Pratigrinati replies or expresses. Saying what? Pratigrinati. What? Pratigaram. See, pratigaraha also means permission. Anukritihi permission. Pratigaraha permission. Permission. So, the Yajurveda, the Advaryuhu, Om iti pratigaram pratigrinati. The Yajurveda priest, known as Advaryuhu also, expresses his permission, saying Om. Om iti Brahma, Om iti Brahma prasoti. Here, Brahma, who is Brahma? Brahma is Atharva Veda priest. Please make a note. Brahma does not mean four-headed Brahma here. Brahma is not Hiranyagarbha here. Here, word Brahma is a name of Atharva Veda priest. Atharva Veda or Atharvana Veda priest is known as Brahma. Four. A Samavedi is known, Samavedi priest known as Udgatha. Udgatha is Samavedi, Samaveda priest. Advaryuhu is a Yajurveda priest. Hota is Rigveda priest. Brahma is Atharvaveda priest. Please note the names of all these, the priests of four Vedas. Hota Rigvedi, Advaryuhu Yajurvedi, Udgatha Samavedi, Brahma Atharvavedi, Atharvaveda priest. And in fact, all the priests of all four Vedas will be there in the Yajnashala when the big ritual is performed. Therefore, how does he, Atharvaveda priest, always is the, like a chief, I mean, he is the one who overlooks, supervises everything. Therefore, he has to give permission. So he asks for permission, and then he, the Brahma, Atharvaveda priest, prasauti. Atharvaveda priest, he permits saying om. Brahma om iti prasauti. Prasauti means what? Permits. Atharvaveda priest permits saying om. So his expression of permission is what? Om only. How can I do it? Om. Like that. They do not utter any other word in the Yajnashala. Om iti Brahma prasauti. Om iti Agnihotram anujanati. Om iti Agnihotram anujanati. Again, anujanati. I told you already, anujna is noun, permission. Anujanati means what? Permits. Gives permission. See, janati knows. But anu, when you add this, abhijanati, anuja means knows. But if change the prefix, meaning changes. Anujanati permits. The prefix changes, meaning also changes. Please make a note. Abhijanati, janati, knows, pratijanati. But here, anujanati. What's the noun? Anujna. Like pratijanati, pratijna. Like that here, anujanati permits. Om iti agnihotram anujanati. Generally here, who gives permission? Who permits to perform the Agnihotraya ritual? Agnihotram anujanati. Even giving permission to perform Agnihotra ritual is in the form of saying Om. Therefore, Om iti agnihotram anujanati. There is any given priest gives permission saying Om to perform Agnihotram ritual. Om iti Agnihotram anujanati. Om iti Brahmanaha pravakshyan aha. Pravakshyan aha. See, pravakshyan means what? Pravakshyati. Pravakshyan, being desirous of learning the Vedas, or desiring to study the Vedas, any Brahmana first says what? Om. First he utters Om. He expresses his, even a Brahmana who wants to learn Veda, he expresses his desire to learn Veda also, first uttering Om. Om iti brahmana pravakshanaha. Uttering Om, the Brahmana who wants to learn the Vedas, what is his intention in uttering Om? Brahma upa apnavan. Brahma upapnavan iti. Brahma upapnavan iti. सॉरी उपाप्नवानि इति, उपाप्नवानि इति, सी लाइक करवाणी, गच्छानि, पठानि, लिखानि मीन व्हाट? फर्स्ट पर्सन इंपरेटिव वर्ब, व्हाट? गच्छानि, पठानि, लिखानि, पश्यानि, अपनवानि, आपनवानि, उप आपनवानि. फर्स्ट पर्सन इंपरेटिव वर्ब इज आपनवानि. उप इज अ प्रिफिक्स अगेन. उपापनवानि, उपापनवानि, गच्छतु, लेट हिम गो, गच्छ, सो आपनोतु, लेट हिम अटेन, उपापनोतु, लेट हिम अटेन, सह उपापनोतु, लेट हिम अटेन, लेट मी अटेन, हाउ डू यू से, उपापनवानि, अहम ब्रह्म उपापनवानि, अहम इज नॉट हियर, आई एम एडिंग, ब्रह्म उपापनवानि. हियर द वर्ड ब्रह्म मीन्स व्हाट? वेदा. ब्रह्म उपापनवानि मीन्स लेट मी अटेन वेदा. लेट मी अटेन वेदा मीन्स व्हाट? लेट मी अटेन द नॉलेज ऑफ वेदा. सो इंटेंडिंग, कीपिंग इन हिज माइंड, लेट मी अटेन द नॉलेज ऑफ ब्रह्म, आपनोमी, आई अटेन, आपनवानी, लेट मी अटेन, उप आपनवानी मीन्स वॉट? लेट द वेदिक नॉलेज विच इज इन द फॉर्म ऑफ वर्ड्स बिकम माई नॉलेज. उप आपनवानी, उपापनवानी. So let me get knowledge of the Veda Shastram. Brahma Upapnavani with this desire. Let me get knowledge of Brahma with this desire. Desiring to learn the Vedas, the Brahmana says first what? Om. Om iti Brahmanaha pravakshyan. आह ब्रह्म उपाप्नवानी इति. यू से व्हाई ओम इज ऑस्पिशियस अटरेंस. ओम बीइंग द साउंड सिंबल ऑफ ईश्वर, अटरिंग ओंकार इटसेल्फ इज ऑस्पिशियस बिगिनिंग, इज ऑस्पिशियस वर्ड. देयरफॉर अटरिंग ओंकार फर्स्ट, it is Brahmana who wants to learn the Veda says, let me attain the knowledge of Veda. Brahma upapnavani means Brahma jnanam, Veda jnanam upapnavani iti. Brahmanaha pravakshan aha. Such a person ब्रह्मैवोपा आपनोति. वेन ही फर्स्ट अटर्स ओम विद द डिजायर टू लर्न द वेद एंड सेज लेट मी अटेन नॉलेज ऑफ वेद, ही इज डेफिनेटली डाउटलेसली अटेन्स द वेदिक नॉलेज. ब्रह्म एव उपाप्नोति, he definitely, doubtlessly, certainly attains. Brahma upapnoti eva, he certainly, definitely attains the knowledge of the Veda Shastra. Brahma eva upapnoti. What about it? Vyahrut, okay. This much is the mantra here. Om iti Brahma, Om iti idagam sarvam, Om ityetad anukriti hasmava, apyoshravayetya shravayanti, Om iti samani gayanti, ಓಂಶೋಮಿತಿ ಶಸ್ತ್ರಾಣಿ ಶಂಸಂತಿ ಓಮಿತ್ಯದ್ವರ್ಯು ಪ್ರತಿಗರಂ ಪ್ರತಿಗೃಣಾತಿ ಓಮಿತಿ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಪ್ರಸೌತಿ ಓಮಿತ್ಯಗ್ನಿಹೋತ್ರಮನುಜಾನಾತಿ ಓಮಿತಿ ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣ ಪ್ರವಕ್ಷ್ಯನ್ನಾಹ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮೋಪಾಪ್ನವಾನೀತಿ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮೈವೋಪಾಪ್ನೋತಿ. ವಿತ್ ಶ್ರದ್ಧಾ ವೆನ್ ಓಂಕಾರ ಇಸ್ ಅಟರ್ಡ್ ಬಿಫೋರ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ಎನಿಥಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಇಸ್ ಡನ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಅಟರಿಂಗ್ ಓಂಕಾರ ಡೆಫಿನೆಟ್ಲಿ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಸಕ್ಸಸ್ಫುಲ್ ಇಫ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಅಟರ್ಡ್ ವಿತ್ ಶ್ರದ್ಧಾ. ಸೊ ದಿ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಹೂ ವಾಂಟ್ಸ್ ಟು ಲರ್ನ್ ದಿ ವೇದಾಸ್ uttering om first when he expresses his desire, let me get the knowledge of veda shastram, brahma upapnavani iti, that person brahma upapnoti eva, he definitely attains knowledge of the veda. So this whole section presents what omkara prashamsa, omkara mahima. ಸೋ ಹೋತ ಅಧ್ವರ್ಯು ಉದ್ಗಾತ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದ ಋಗ್ವೇದ ಪ್ರೀಸ್ ಯಜುರ್ವೇದ ಪ್ರೀಸ್ ಸಮವೇದ ಪ್ರೀಸ್ ಅಥರ್ವಣವೇದ ಪ್ರೀಸ್ ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ಪ್ರೀಸ್ ದೇ ಬಿಗಿನ್ ದ ರೆಸಿಟೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ದೇರ್ ಮಂತ್ರಾಸ್ ರೆಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟಿವ್ ಮಂತ್ರಾಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಅಟರಿಂಗ್ ಓಂಕಾರ. ಇವನ್ ದಿ ಯಜ್ಞಶಾಲಾ ವೆನ್ ದ ಪ್ರೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ಟಾಕಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಈಚ್ ಅದರ್ ಪ್ರೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಡಿಫ್ರೆಂಟ್ ವೇದಾಸ್ ಟಾಕ್ ಟು ಈಚ್ ಅದರ್ and in all their conversations they use only om to express convey whatever they want to convey, to give permission, to take permission, to get permission, they use only om. So om is the only word of utterance in the yajnashala by all priests, all hotaraha, all advaryavaha, all udgataha and all brahmaha brahmanaha. Okay, Brahmana means say all Atharvaveda priests. That is the idea conveyed here. So now, why Omkara Upa Mahima first? Omkara is praised because we are going to see the beautiful mantra again, where we are going to see Omkara Upasana. So Shankara Bhagavatpada begins his commentary here. Vyahrityatmanaha brahmanaha upasanam uktam. In the previous section, the meditation upon Hiranyagarbha in the form of Vyahrutis was mentioned previously. Thereafter, the same Hiranyagarbha meditation was presented in form of the fivefold objects. Meditation of Hiranyagarbheshwara as the one in the form of Panktam Brahma was also mentioned. Anantaram cha Pankta Swarupena Upasanam Uktam. Idanim Sarva Upasana Angabhutasya ಓಂಕಾರಸ್ಯ ಉಪಾಸನಂ ವಿಧಿತ್ಸ್ಯತೆ ನೌ. ಸೊ ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಉಪಾಸನಂಸ್ ವೆರ್ ಆಲ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಮೆಡಿಟೇಷನ್ಸ್ ಪ್ರಿಸ್ಕ್ರೈಬ್ ಬಿಫೋರ್ ವೆರ್ ಆಲ್ ಹಿರಣ್ಯಗರ್ಭ ಉಪಾಸನಂ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಓನ್ಲಿ ದಿ ಆಲಂಬನಂಸ್ ವೆರ್ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್. ಹಿರಣ್ಯಗರ್ಭ ವಾಸ್ ಇನ್ವೋಕ್ಡ್ ಅಪಾನ್ ವ್ಯಾಹೃತೀಸ್, ಹಿರಣ್ಯಗರ್ಭ ವಾಸ್ ಇನ್ವೋಕ್ಡ್ ಅಪಾನ್ ದಿ ಇನ್ವೋಕ್ಡ್ ಆಸ್ ದ ಒನ್ ಇನ್ ಮ ಫೈವ್ ಫೋಲ್ಡ್ objects. Now idanim sarva upasana angabhutasya omkarasya upasanam vidhitsyate. Now upasanam vidhitsyate, now it is desired upasanam, now it is desired to be taught. What is desired to be taught? I mean, what is desired to be taught here? உபாசனம். கசிய உபாசனம், ஓங்காரஸ்ய உபாசனம். தி மெடிடேஷன் ஆஃப் ஓங்காரா ஆக்சுவலி இஸ் டிசையர்ட் டு பி டாட், மீன்ஸ் ஹியர் இஸ் எ டிசையர் டு டீச் ஓங்கார உபாசனம். உபநிஷத் wants to teach Omkara Upasanam. What is Omkara? Sarva Upasana Angabhotasya. Sarva Upasana Angabhotasya Omkarasya Upasanam Vidityate. Here, Omkara is, there is no Upasanam where Omkara is not involved. Omkara is part of any meditation, every meditation. Sarva upasana angabhutasya omkarasya upasanam viditsyate. Viditsyate is also desiderative. So here now in this section, the meditation of omkara, which forms part of every meditation, is ordained to be taught. Is said to be taught. See, we have these two words, abhidhanam and abhideyam. Abhidhanam means name, word. Abhideyam means object denoted by a word is abhideyam. If a book is of abhidhanam, and what abhideyam is a book. The word book denotes the object book, abhidhanam and abhideyam. Here, omkara is the abhidhanam. And what is the meaning of the word omkara? The meaning of the word is abhideyam. So here, Brahma is the meaning of the word om. Which Brahma? We are going to see. Both Sagunam Brahma and Nirgunam Brahma. So here, next line, Shankaracharya says, Parapara Brahma Drishtyahi Upasyamanaha Omkaraha Shabda Matropi Parapara Brahma Prapti Sadhanam Bhavati. See, Omkaraha Shabda Matraha Api. Omkara Shabdamatraha Api. What is Omkara? Omkara is just a word. Shabdamatraha. Omkara is merely a word. Even though Omkara is merely a word, still Upasyamanaha, still Omkara is meditated upon. As what? Para apara brahma drishtya. Omkaraha shabdamatraha api. Even though omkara is only just a sound, a monosyllabic word, still it is upasyamanaha. It is meditated upon as para apara brahma drishtya. As Param Brahma, also as Aparam Brahma. A Param Brahma, Nirgunam Brahma. Aparam Brahma means Sagunam Brahma Ishwaraha. Which means Omkara is, Omkara serves as an Alambanam symbol for both Param Brahma, Nirgunam Brahma, attributeless reality. And Omkara serves an Alambanam for Sagunam Brahma, Ishwaraha. Para apara brahma drishtyahi upasyamanaha omkaraha shabdamatropi. Therefore what? Para apara brahma prapti sadhanam bhavati. Their omkara serves as a means of attainment of absolute reality param brahma, also sagunam brahma. To attain oneness with Ishvara, also Omkaraha serves as a means. Apara Brahma Prapti Sadhanam Bhavati Omkaraha. ஓங்காரா அபரபிரம்ம பிராப்தி சாதனம் பவதி. இட் பிகம்ஸ் அ மீன்ஸ் ஆஃப் அட்டன்மெண்ட் ஆஃப் அபரம் பிரம்ம, பிகமிங் ஒன் வித் ஈஸ்வரா. பரபிரம்ம சாதனம் பவதி, இட் பிகம்ஸ், இட் சர்வ்ஸ் ஆஸ் அ மீன்ஸ் ஆஃப் அட்டைன்மெண்ட் ஆஃப் நாலெட்ஜ் ஆஃப் அப்சல்யூட் ரியாலிட்டி பரம்பிரம்ம. பர அபர பிரம்ம பிராப்தி சாதனம் பவதி. பிராப்தி சாதனம் மீன்ஸ் ஆஃப் அட்டைன்மெண்ட் ஆஃப் போத் சகுணம் பிரம்ம அண்ட் நிர்குணம் பிரம்ம. சகஹி ஆலம்பனம் பிரம்மணக பரஸ்ய அபரஸ்ய ச. அகெயின் த சேம் சென்டென்ஸ் இஸ் ரிப்பீட்டட், சேம் ஐடியாஸ் கன்வேட். சக மீன்ஸ் வாட்? சக ஓங்காரா, இட் இஸ் தட் ஓங்காரா சப்த மாத்திரா அபி. வாட் நவ் ஹி ஆலம்பனம், தட் ஓங்காரா இஸ் இன்டீட் அன் ஆலம்பனம் சப்போர்ட் அ சிம்பிள் ஆஃப் பிரம்ம போத் பரம் அண்ட் அபரம். ஓங்காரா இஸ் சிம்பிள் ஆஃப் an alambanam of both parambrahma and aparambrahma. Like what? Pratima iva vishnoho sahahi saha omkarahahi alambanam. Kasya alambanam? Brahmanaha. Kasya brahmanaha? Parasya aparasya cha. Both parambrahma and aparam brahma. For both, Omkara is the alambanam symbol. Like what? Vishnoho pratima iva. Pratima, any image, a given image, becomes an alambanam for meditating upon Vishnu. You see Vishnu, so many, we have so many images here. Tirupati Balaji is one image, Krishna is another image, Rama is another image, and Dasha Avatarams. There's so many images. So here, Vishnu ho pratimaiva. Who is Vishnu? The all pervasive Ishvara is Vishnu. The one who is in the form of Samagra Prapancha is Vishnu. But still, that Ishvara, the whole, all-pervasive Ishvara, the Vishnu, the Lord Vishnu, is invoked upon, meditated upon a given image. Therefore, Pratima, just as a given image, is used as a nalambanam for meditating on Vishnu. So also, Omkara is used as an nalambanam to meditate on both Sagunam Brahma and Nirgunam Brahma, Param Brahma and Aparam Brahma. Okay, I'll stop here. We'll continue next class. Here, Omkara is praised. Why Omkara is praised like this? Shankaracharya explains, Omkara is not an ordinary thing. This, even though it's just the word, Shabda Matraha Api, இது உபாசியமானஹா, இட் இஸ் டு பி மெடிடேட்டட் அப்பான் ஆஸ் பரம்பிரம்ம அண்ட் அபரம் பிரம்ம, நிர்குணம் பிரம்ம சகுணம் பிரம்ம. அண்ட் இட் சர்வ்ஸ் ஆஸ் அ மீன்ஸ் ஆஃப் அட்டைன்மெண்ட் ஆஃப் நாலெட்ஜ் ஆஃப் பரம்பிரம்ம. இட் சர்வ்ஸ் ஆஸ் அ மீன்ஸ் ஆஃப் அட்டைன்மெண்ட் ஆஃப் ஒன்னஸ் வித் ஈஸ்வர. சோ பர அபர பிரம்ம பிராப்தி சாதனம் பவதி. தேர்ஃபோர் வாட்? சகஹி பரஸ்ய அபரஸ்ய பிரம்மணா ஆலம்பனம் விஷ்ணோஹோ பிரதிமா இவ. ஜஸ்ட் ஆஸ் அன் இமேஜ் ஈஸ் அன் ஆலம்பனம் சிம்பிள் ஃபார் மெடிடேஷன் ஆன் லார்ட் விஷ்ணு, சோ ஓம்காரா இஸ் அன் ஆலம்பனம் சிம்பிள் ஃபார் மெடிடேட்டிங் அப்பான் போத் பரம்பிரம்ம ஆஸ் வெல் ஆஸ் அபரம் பிரம்ம. யுவர் வாட்? திஸ் இஸ் தி தட் இஸ் வை ஓம்காரா இஸ் பிரைஸ்ட். We'll know more from Shankaracharya's commentary than from the text itself. Okay? Okay. Now you all can chant. When you chant mantras also, Brahma Upapnavani is a beautiful. Om Brahma Upapnavani iti pravadet. One should say Om. And then express one's intention is what? Brahma Upapnavani. May I attain the Vedic knowledge. Okay. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.